sweetie. Is that you? Of course it's you. Who else would it be? I would know that scent anywhere. Even with a runny nose, I can smell you. And you always smell so good. Oh, sweetie. I don't know if you know this, but I don't feel so good. I shouldn't have played with that bird I found outside. No, I wouldn't do anything to harm it. I was holding it and stuff. And maybe it wasn't the bird. Maybe it was that weird pot of leaves outside. Or maybe it was one of the human neighbors. Maybe they did this to me. They didn't like seeing me climb trees. Because that's not proper, huh? Sweetie, am I annoying? Okay. Well, if you don't think I'm annoying, somebody does. I bet it's the neighbors. They think I'm annoying, and they did this to me. I can hear them with my good ears. My ears can hear so well. Sweetie, I don't know if I told you this, but I don't feel so good. No, I don't need a bucket. I don't think I'm gonna vomit or anything. But I'd really like a couch cushion to scratch up. I just want to dig my claws into something. And the couch has such a lovely fabric. Well, of course I know the rules. Love, my darling. My sweetie. No clawing up the furniture. But I don't feel good. I feel like we can make one exception. Sleep? As if sleep's gonna fix everything. Just because you told me that the body heals faster while sleeping doesn't mean I believe you. Don't get me wrong, I love you. I love you more than anything. Like, look how far I could spread my arms. I love you more than that, my darling. But how do I know I could trust you when I don't feel so good? You know what? Maybe it was the gutter water. I didn't mean to lick it. It was so cool the way after it rained, it came out of the gutter and it was so pretty. Normally, I'm not so stupid, but I think, well, you know how water captivates me. It's just so alluring. Like, water can be scary sometimes. Like, I can only manage a shower because a bath, just being submerged in water, a shower is fine, though. Like the rain. I love rain. But the water from the gutter, it made like a little water puddle thing. And that's like a miniature bath. And I was just fascinated. Sweetie, I ran out of tissues. What? Are you calling me stupid? I don't think I'm stupid. I think I'm careless. Because sometimes, I like to walk on the wild side. I like to be a little dangerous. And sometimes that danger leads me to drinking gutter water. I don't know why I thought it was a bird. I washed my hands after playing with it. And the pile of leaves, it's just leaves. I don't think leaves could make a person sick. No, I wasn't about to fall asleep. I'm so wide awake. Why is our bed so creaky? We need a new bed frame. Sweetie, I want a new bed frame. But like one that's a butt, like that can lift up the bed enough and then I can crawl under. It'll be like having a bunk bed. I just have to put pillows and blankets under the bed. And then if I want to hide, I could sleep under the bed. That'd be so cool. What's happening? All of a sudden, I started feeling so sleepy. What did you give me? What was in the medicine? Oh, just allergy stuff at home. Let me read it. This? Why, you tricked me. You weren't trying to help me at all. You just didn't want me to know you any longer. So you're gonna make me go to sleep. Oh, really? So this medicine's supposed to help me. Let me just... Supposed to help with all my symptoms, yeah? That's what it wants me to think. But you're working with the label. You're conspiracying. Conspiracy? You're making... I'm getting so tired that I can't even think of words. But I'm gonna fight this. Even if I have to scratch myself. I'm kidding. I wouldn't scratch myself. I don't like pain. Even if it means staying awake. Sweetie, can I tell you something? I know you're not trying to conspire against me. I know you're not in cahoots with this bottle or this label. I know the entire time you've been trying to help me. I just wanted to be annoying on purpose. You see, there's a loud car outside, and I don't like loud noises. Sorry, that's not what I was going for. I get distracted when I'm easily tired. What was I talking about? Oh, you see, yeah, about being annoying. Sometimes, when you love someone so much, you want to annoy them because it's funny. And normally I don't like being annoying because I don't want to get on your nerves. Even if it's funny. But since I'm not feeling good, I thought I deserved a good laugh. Because... Oh, this medicine isn't really working. Because I can't keep my eyes open. Just kidding. I'm gonna fight it. Because the medicine's gonna work if I stay awake. I am feeling so energized right now, I can go on a run. In my dreams. No, I can go on a run if am I awake. Sweetie, I'm hungry. Oh, really? I should just sleep first. Really? So I'm gonna go to sleep and stop annoying you. And then, you're gonna make me soup? You're gonna make me a sandwich and soup? And I'm gonna lay here in bed and get comfortable and eat the food you make me without lifting a finger of my own? And then I'm gonna watch TV and be comfortable? Ugh. Now that I think about it, that sounds kind of wonderful. Like, I don't like being sick. And I really want to claw up something. And I miss being able to smell. I mean, of course I could still smell because of my good scent. But it's not as good as it usually is. And my ears feel clogged. So, I guess I could go to sleep. Sorry, I didn't mean to scream. It happens sometimes when I yawn. Wait a minute. It's working. The medicine's working. Sweetie, you have to promise me once I wake up, you'll make me a sandwich and soup and turn on something on the TV and make me really comfortable. Okay, you promise. Okay, I love you, sweetie. I think I'm losing the battle of staying awake. I'll see you when I wake up, my love.
Oh, God.